There's a moment when you finally realize there's no way you can change the rolling tide. But I know, yes I know that I'll be fine.
Are you ready to run? I'm going to tell you what. There's no other place to run than Iran Marathons. You can find it out online, of course, ladies and gentlemen, iranmarathons.com, because I have world record holder, marathon maniac, I will call her, Badwater competitor, not just to go to Badwater to run, but a competitor at that. And, of course, iranmarathons.com, leader extraordinaire, Parvana here. How are you doing, young lady?
I'm doing great, Mark. Thank you for having me here.
Oh, it's my honor. I'm gonna put your name up on the wall. I'm gonna start having people sign my big poster. I know people haven't seen it yet, but I know you and I are gonna take a photo in front of it. It basically, folks, is a big painting that my wife bought me, and it's a long, long, long road that leads up to a mountain. And I always say that mountain is my finish line. I get to the top of it, that's where my finish is. So the struggle is real. The road is long when we're training for these ultras and everything. You know this. A lot of listeners know this. When they get to the top of that mountain, they're like, "Woo, I'm done." But we're not done, because that's when we inspire, we help out the next generation or the next folks who said, "Hey, I've done marathons. What's next?" Hey, ultras, they're calling you. It's amazing. I Run Marathons or iranmarathons.com. Go to one right now. The 5-year anniversary, 8 days. Is coming. It's going to be fun. I'm going to run my first 50K. I'm so excited.
Woohoo!
I know I can make it. Because, you know, as we talked about, mentally, you can make any distance. I don't know. You're the expert. What do you think?
Absolutely. You've done many, many marathons. And you've been there for everyone. You've seen hundreds of thousands of people do it.
It's crazy.
And I know you can do it. And it's just going to be a fun day on April 3rd.
I'm telling you.
Where we see Mark finish his first 50K.
It's going to be nuts. It's going to be nuts. But let's talk about you, young lady. Enough about me. I'm just a guy with a microphone all over the place. And like I said, I'm doing a color run this afternoon for a PTA here in San Antonio at a local middle school. And then tomorrow I'll go to Georgia for 3 days of bike races. But enough about me. Let's talk about you. How did you start this? Did you just wake up one morning going, "Hey, I'm gonna be a marathon maniac. I'm gonna be an ultra marathoner." How did you do this?
It just started with one marathon in 2000. Actually, San Antonio Marathon, my hometown, was the first marathon I ever ran. And after that, it's just an addiction. It's a good addiction. I kept going one a month and as a long run, just for fun of it. And then that's how it boiled on and snowballed to ultras, to running 100 milers, and the beast of all, Badwater Ultra Marathon.
Oh, Badwater, folks. If you ever looked, if you don't know what Badwater is, and I know most of y'all do, it is a, you know, you've heard of Leadville 100. You've heard of the trails. You've heard of, you know, the things like run the four deserts that they do. But Badwater is the epitome. I mean, there's people from around the world that have been trying to get into Badwater. They haven't been selected yet. And those who have been selected for this year, congratulations.
Absolutely.
But now the real training begins, I like to say, because once you get that acceptance email or letter, you really have to get ready, because Badwater is no joke. So if you don't know what Badwater is, look it up, Google it, because it is 135 miles of pure pleasure. And I say that because I'm not running, but you're laughing because it's really hard work, not only on you, but your crews. So let's talk about Badwater. Once you got your acceptance, what did you do to get ready for that?
Well, before I got accepted, I was getting ready for 2 years. I ran my first 100 miler 2 years previous to that.
Wow.
And then just to get into Badwater, you have to have 300 mile races in just 1 year. And that's just to be considered.
Right.
So I was training way before that with that in mind that I might have a chance at getting in. So I was I actually had my own 100 mile marathon here in San Antonio in summer heat 4 years ago. And there was many people who actually ran the 100 miler and finished it, including here in our hometown, Renee Shaw, which the sweetheart, I love her to death. But she also finished her first and only 100 miler. Renee, if you're listening, congratulations. But so that was a 100 degree race day.
Right.
That I ran that marathon, and that was my training. That was even before I got accepted.
Wow.
So, you know, winter clothes at summertime.
Yeah, because you see these videos. Like, if you go on YouTube, folks, and you see the folks that are prepping for Badwater, or they've been accepted, and they're really getting into their training, they've got their dryer vent hose, like, pointed at them. They're running in these sweatsuits, you know, and they're enclosed in these boxes trying to get the heat and humidity and as much as they can, because you really don't understand how crazy and stifling hot it is there. You know, I've heard the stories. I mean, you can tell us, you know, they're running with on the white line of the pavement because their shoes melt.
Absolutely.
There's two guys. I was talking to one of the guys that helped put on the race. He goes, yeah, there was guys that they ran and they had these shoe company that made these shoes called Badwater that they want to promote at the race. These two guys running, they disintegrated. The shoes weren't even that good, so they had to go back to their old training shoes because those shoes that they were made for Badwater didn't work by a company. It wasn't Nike or Adidas or any of those. But how do you, like you said, you were already training for that. In the back of your mind going, I need that acceptance. I really want that acceptance. But once you got it, did you sit there and go, oh, we're going to go have some pizza and ho-hos and get ready? Or what did you do?
No, it was actually, even though I was ready mentally, I had done several 100 miles and close to 180 mile run in less than 3 days. But it was still nerve-breaking. I couldn't believe the first shot I had. I applied. And I got accepted the first time. I had never crewed for this race, which they said crewing actually is good on your resume. And I suggest for those people who are thinking about running Badwater, my friend Monica,
right?
Cruising probably gives you a firsthand experience of the heat and what you have to deal with. I didn't have that experience.
Had you ever been to Badwater before you got accepted?
No, I.
What? What is wrong with you?
I was traveling from Los Angeles to Las Vegas once, and I saw the Mojave Desert in the distance. That's about as close as I had gotten there.
Wait. Let's go back. You've never been to Badwater. You drove through Mojave Desert, going, "Wow, it's very hot," and. So you applied, got accepted, had no clue. I mean, like you said, with the crews, the people they're like, "Hey, I want to run Badwater one day." So they go crew, and they get that experience. They're like, "Hey, this is a very long day and night and day." I say that because 135 miles just doesn't happen, you know, 12-hour period. They get that experience, and they go, "Okay, yeah, next year I'll run this." You had never been there. So when you went to the line, or you went there, you know, the day or two prior, you're going, okay, this is hot.
So
this is not San Antonio heat. This is hot.
It gets you prepared, though. They say it's dry heat, and it's true.
Yeah, okay.
But it doesn't really matter. It feels like you put your oven at 150 degree and kind of don't try this at home, kids. Try to put your head in there. That's how it feels. But Mark, I am just like you. And we were talking earlier and you said I really don't look at the race beforehand. I just go do it. I don't even wear a watch. I don't either.
Right.
And I looked at Badwater, and yes, it was the ultimate challenge of ultra running. And I said, okay, if I get in, I go run. I did go do about a month before to Las Vegas to run a marathon there in heat, which happened to cancel
right
because of heat.
Oh, wow, nice.
But I ended up running that race on my own anyway. And then I drove down to Mojave Desert, where Badwater race starts, and did the 10K run there. And actually, the weather that day was record-breaking 136 degrees heat. So that 10K gave me an idea of how's it going to be on race day. So
crazy.
I call that a preparation for heat.
Oh, my goodness. That's just, I don't understand it. Okay, so you're prepared mentally. Because, you know, Michelle asked me, a beautiful Brian Casey, people don't know, she asked me, what do you think about when you're out there for so many hours? Now, like, well, I'm not thinking about running. I'm thinking about, oh, that was a nice flower that I just ran by. Oh, hey, there's a rock on the road. How did that rock get here? Did someone knock it? You know, that
absolutely
kind of thing. Because I don't run trails. I run road. So I'm used to the pavement, pounding and all that stuff. So I'm running within myself, but I'm outside myself. I'm not even thinking about running. Just know that I've got to go 4 hours, and I still got 2 hours to go or whatever. You know,
you're
I'm
right.
Not even, like I said, I don't wear a watch or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So folks that are doing 5Ks that are going, hey, that's my ultimate one day is to try to do a marathon or an ultra marathon. You also have to think about attire, because what you wear in an ultra is different than what you're going to wear in a 5K. What you're going to wear now is way more different than what you're going to wear at Badwater. So how does the gear affect your training for, say, like you just paced at Cowtown this past weekend? Great job to Heidi and the crew up there, by the way. You just paced up there. How does your training affect for what's coming up? Say, like, hey, I'm not doing Badwater this year, but I know I'm a marathon maniac. I have these 10 races that I'm going to do. How does your training affect what race you're going to do?
It doesn't. My races are all training. So,
well, there you go. I'm going to use that. I'm going to use the 50K for a 50-mile training. That's how it works, I guess. Yeah.
It's like that for species of us that do so many marathons in 1 year. A race is a training, and that's how I looked at it after running my first marathon in 2000. I said, okay, well, I'm going to do just one of these every month, just for a training long run. And then it just got bigger and bigger. And in 2013 is when it really went crazy. That was the record-breaking year. But
again, did you wake up one morning going, hey, I'm going to set the record for most marathons ran in 1 year by a female? Did you ever?
Absolutely not.
No?
Before 2000, I didn't even know what marathon is. I had never ran one. I just did a lot of long runs, just like you do.
Right.
Just to go out there, just relax, don't think about anything.
You were like, wait a minute, you're running long and you're relaxing? It happens, folks. I mean, you get into that, they call it the runner's high, but you get there and you just stay there.
Exactly.
It's such a beautiful feeling. So, but no, keep going.
So, yeah, marathon running. My first race ever that I signed up for was a marathon. So, and this was
Royal. Just forget everything else. This is go for the big one.
So, and I think it was partly because the company I was working for was sponsoring the Houston Marathon at that time.
Nice.
And a group of us, about 50 or so, we said, okay, we're going to go run a marathon. But happened that wasn't my first race in Houston. In training for Houston Marathon, I went and did the San Antonio Marathon, first one, and then ran the Dallas White Rock Marathon. And
A month later.
You're right.
This one in San Antonio was in November. Yeah.
And then Houston happened to be the third one in 2001. So, you know, I just kept going and I just kept looking and hey, there's another marathon.
It's addictive.
It is. And it's a good addiction. Yeah. Before that, I used to be a workaholic.
Yeah.
But
now you're a runaholic.
I still am.
You're still a workaholic and runaholic.
I still am a workaholic, but I work for myself.
Well, there you go.
Set my own hours, just like you do,
is great. Such a nice feeling.
Gives you a lot of time to go out there and run.
Exactly. You know, someone had told me one time when I raced bicycles, well, how do you train? And I was working. I was in the Navy at the time, so I was working 60 hours a week. So I had a ride before work or after work. I was like, man, I always envied the folks. I'm like, yeah, they get to ride, run all day and sleep in and watch Days of Our Lives and lay on the couch and watch, you know, Ho-Ho's or Eat-A-Ho's and everything. But it doesn't work that way. When you set your schedule, you find out you're actually more busier than you are if you are sitting behind a desk somewhere. But you have to get out there, folks. You've got to go out there and run. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I'm going to pick her brain about the Iran marathons that are coming up, the 5th year anniversary. It is huge. You got 5Ks, 10Ks, 50Ks, half marathons, marathons, also 50 milers in there as well, I believe. But we're going to find out in just a moment. Wait, that was not the song I wanted to play. But this is Mark with ispeakforyou.net with Parvana from iranmarathons.com.
Sometimes
So yeah. So yeah, the great stories we are having here, iranmarathons.com. Badwater competitor. Yeah, not just Badwater runner. Badwater competitor. World record holder. We're going to talk about that in just a few. And of course, iranmarathons.com. Folks, go to that website. Check it out. Find out how you can get involved. Of course, there's great sponsors. You can look on there about your race director, Parvana, Racing to 100 Marathons. I've got to get that poster. I want to get that poster and literally like put it next to my painting right here that I painted, by the way. I didn't paint that. Yeah, I think you buy that at Bed Bath & Beyond. I think I got that for Christmas. But there's sponsors, all kinds of things. Like I said, there's the 50-year anniversary is coming up. So let's talk about that real quick before we get back into Badwater, before we talk about the world record that you established. And people are like, world record? How did she do that? What was the world record for? You'll find out in just a moment. But it's just amazing because I've seen you at a lot of races. I mean, it's one of those things like I'll be in an expo walking through on the way to a meeting or something, and there you come walking through, and I'm like, oh, this could be fun. Parvana's here. I know this could be fun. And you're holding a Pacers bat or, you know, one of the flags or something, or you are there to help somebody finish, or you're there just to support the runners, which is totally cool because not a lot of folks do that. Not a lot of folks are like, hey, my run is done. I don't want to go out and cheer anybody, but you're out there and I see you coming in at finish lines and you're like rooting on the crowd. You're rooting on the people that are running with you. And that is what we really want to do ultimately, folks, is give back to our community.
Absolutely.
And obviously cheer on and influence. I don't want to say influence too much. I would like to say grow our community. There's a lot of folks out there. I know ladies in my neighborhood, they're, you know, they email me or they call me or they knock on the door. Hey, I want to do this 5K. What do I do? My coaching stance is you just keep going, you know, but my coaching stance is different from your coaching stance, different from Wells, from Rochelle, you know, all the different coaches that we know. But the thing is folks, if you want to begin to move, you've got to move. And the way to do that